celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Tonight, America is rolling in luxury. We're reveling in excess and rollicking in pleasure. We're revolting in our morals and rotting in our sin. But then what can you expect when you dwell in a society where passions are nothing more than unbridled horses, where lust is exalted to lordship, sin is elevated to sovereignty, Satan is worshipped as a saint, and man is magnified above his maker? The crisis is acute and the danger is imminent. Time is running out. Something must happen deep within the heart and the soul of America before it is eternally too late. You see, the choice is very clear. It's repent or perish. It's Christ or chaos. The only question is, which way will America go? Throughout the ages, countries and kingdoms have been birthed on the battlefield of a revolutionary movement. These crusades have always been championed by soldiers and citizens who alike who refuse to be denied or delayed or detoured in their pursuit to take up a cause they believe to be deserving of even death itself. There comes a time when negotiations have failed, when talk is no longer tolerated, and at that point, the entire creation begins to groan under the pressure of giving birth to a revolutionary movement. A genuine culture shaking revival where the moral fiber of our cities is changed and the effect is felt like shockwaves across the nation and around the world. Now, I must caution you that this revolution is not for the timid. I got to find out who I'm talking to. It's not for the weak. It's for the brave and the strong who have stepped over the line and out of the comfort zone and truly decided to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. You can recognize them. They don't have to have positions. They don't need popularity. They don't have to have position and a pat on the back. Are you in the building with me? No. They're just happy to be in the battle. I think before we finish this evening, many of you are going to come to the realization that it's time for you to enlist in this revolutionary army. Time for you to take up your arms, receive your orders from headquarters, begin to hear the voice of your commander in chief. Take up your weapons, invade the smoke-filled corridors of the doomed and the damned. Grapple over the lost, depraved, dying, desperate, destitute souls of helpless, hopeless humanity. Engage your arch enemy, Satan. And set this hell-bound generation free. You see, the time has come for you to thrust in the sickle and begin to reap. He's looking for a remnant who will stand in the gap and make up the hedge for humanity. He's looking for some warriors who don't have to be right or recognized. They don't have to be rewarded or regarded. So sound an alarm. Oh, you'll catch up. I said, sound an alarm. There really is a Holy Ghost invasion taking place. this onslaught of evil, I got to wake you up now, is too subtle and sinister to be of human origin. It must be and is, hear me now, the carefully calculated conspiracy of demon spirit. If you don't believe me, read your local newspaper. We now have children living in our homes, populating our schools, attending our churches, who are driven daily with destructive thoughts which could only be inspired by demon spirits. What we call a dysfunctional home, the Bible calls a generational curse. When we see violent tendencies in a child, we have a tendency to sweep it under the carpet and say, oh, it's just another phase they're going through. What we don't understand nor realize is that they are being trained and schooled in the school of demon power. They are learning to become anticipatory and influenced and instructed by a demon spirit called murder. It's my camp meeting. I'm preach if I want to. I went to Columbine High School. As far as I know, I'm the only preacher that's been in there. Holes in that library, big enough for a man to walk through. Blood splattered all over the ceilings. Tabletops riddled like they've been in a Beirut war zone. Glass shattered. Hallways covered with smoke and blood. In an upper middle class American suburban high school where prayer you don't even have to help me. Where prayer was banned until the 20th day of April, they must have gotten a reprieve that day. Some senator surely somewhere must have sent a message through on CNN or one of their cell phones and told that young man laying underneath a table in the high school library with one dead on this side and the blood of another running across his body on the other side, somebody must have told him, okay, it's okay to pray now. See, our problem is we've taken the bypass. We no longer call sin, sin anymore. If a man slaps his wife before he comes and prays some halfway prayer at our altar so we can carve another spiritual notch in our belt, we call it a sin. But if the same man, bibbing his wine, gets just one step over the line, intoxicated, and comes and slaps his wife, then we call it his problem. He's growing. He's got a devil. Can I help you? He's got a devil. I dare you to shout. I'm just feeling it in my bones. I dare you, just as loud as you can, to shout, there's a devil loose. No. We take the bypass. Let's see how we can fix this. A liar, he's not a sinner. He's just an extrovert with a lively imagination. A murderer, he's not a heinous criminal. He's a murderous. He's not a heinous criminal. He's on the talk show circuit. You ain't gonna like some of the places I'm going tonight, I tell you right now. Adultery is no longer sin in Hollywood or in 90% of the church. Well, he's the God of a second chance, isn't he? Yeah, but some of y'all have had five. You running out of chances. Grow up into the fullness. fullness of the stature of the Son of God. When I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Rebellion against church leaders seems almost justified when they can't keep Playboy out from underneath the car seat that they're driving. Rebellion against church leaders seems almost justified when most of them, the biggest liars and thieves you'd ever want to run into to begin with. Rebellion against church leaders seems almost justified when they can't be satisfied with Coca-Cola, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Tab, Diet Coke, Lemonade, Fruitade, Fruit Punch, Fruitopia. They got to have them a little wine on the side. No, see, you don't want me to preach. You want me to play. You're looking at me like, oh, isn't he quaint? Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to raise up a revolutionary movement that's going to put the place you've been going out of business. I'm really not. Temptation to withdraw from fellowship is intense. Irritation levels are high. Patience is running low. Satan has come in great wrath to destroy your life, presenting your mind with a multitude of inordinate fears, grotesque images that flash and burn in your imagination, drain you from peaceful and restful sleep, causing you to carry in your countenance a dark cloud of oppression, leaving you more and more confused and disoriented. Let me tell you something. When you see these things come to pass, know that spiritual wickedness in high places has come to destroy your life. But I got an announcement to make. There's still a God that creates. There's still a cross that bleeds. There's still a King that redeems, and there is still a prayer that's heard and answered, a spirit that fills. There is still a triumphant, victorious Church of Jesus Christ, against which, hear me, America, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. The only other place that Hebrew word is used is describing the demoniac of Gadara, where it is translated violent men. Know this also, your Bible says, that in the last days, violent men shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unholy, unthankful, without natural affection, truce breakers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of them that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying, in case you didn't notice it, I'm quoting the Bible to you, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, know this, your Bible declares, hear me, that the prince of this world is cast out. Hear the words of Jesus. My kingdom is not of this world. Hear Ephesians 6. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hear Ephesians chapter 1. According to the working of his mighty power, when he raised up Christ from the dead and set him down at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but in that which is to come. Hear Ephesians 3, that now, would you just shout now? To the intent that under the principalities and powers in the supernatural sphere might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Are you in this building with me? What is that purpose? Turn on over to 1 John chapter 3. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest. Why? That he might annihilate the works of the devil. Luke 9:1. Forgive me, I have to preach. Luke 9:1. Behold, Javan, I give you power over all devils and to cure diseases. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you, Mike Perky, power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm. Hear the words of the Holy Writ. Give no place, no position of opportunity. Give no place, space limited by occupancy. You want to know how to run the devil out of your life? If you're tired of Satan's occupation with your mind, Satan's occupation with your body, Satan's occupation with your friends, your family, your public school, limit his space by occupancy. Is it any wonder that your Bible says, be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Shout, get out, devil! Sit down.
Well, my friend, that camp meeting message was preached 25 years ago. But to me, you know, it seems like yesterday. And I want to pause right in the middle of my message to you today to personally, warmly, enthusiastically invite you to attend America's camp meeting this year's 2024 Dominion Camp Meeting. All begins July 5th, and especially I want you to be here for our Jubilee celebration service on Sunday the 7th. Now, Jesus called Jubilee the year of the Lord's favor, and he proclaimed, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Jesus is our Jubilee. And his Jubilee blessings are available today because it's your time today. for your thing today, from your God today. You know, when you sanctify everything that you have to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you are positioned to receive overwhelming, limitless blessings. Now, hear me. Anything you've lost will be restored. Now, that's a word for you. Debts are about to be supernaturally canceled. Liberty, blessing, overwhelming abundance are in your immediate future. It's all yours when you sanctify yourself. You can further commit to God more of your life when you sow a seed of faith. In this Jubilee year, when I'm celebrating my Jubilee, 50 years of gospel preaching, my lovely wife Joni and I have already determined that we're sowing a significant seed into the ministry to share Jesus with a world in such great need. Now, your life will be marked by the Lord God Himself as a part of this great global end time soul winning revival. When you sow today your Jubilee seed of $50 or more, Jubilee 50, I'm going to send you as my thanks two of my most stirring special edition best selling legacy books. Right here they are. No dry season. That's what you need in your life. No dry season. It's about the refreshing of God. And then no more crumbs. You are going to be so abundantly blessed to know there's abundance in your future. In this, my Jubilee year, as you celebrate with me 50 years of global gospel ministry. I'm just declaring a party, a celebration all year long, and believing that so many of you, my wonderful friends, will become one of my very special, first time I'm offering it, legacy friends with a Jubilee seed today of $150 or more. I'll place your name engraved beautifully in stone at our brand new Founders Gateway. And along with the books, I'll also send you our most requested brand new Jubilee Bible. There it is. I want to invest all these ministry gifts into your life so you'll be blessed, highly favored, ministered to every single day. Now, I brought my original Jubilee Bible with me today. I just want you to take a look at it. There's where I opened to right there. Well, that's what they look like when I've preached from them. But yours will be brand new and a great blessing. It's got a beautiful, soft leather cover. It has an elegant feel that matches the beautiful, look at this, rose gold gilding. You'll also love the weekly devotionals that I placed in it, along with, you know, it's my 50th year, so I had it done in large print. You'll love it for many, many years to come. So call now, or simply click on rodparsley.com. For everyone the Holy Spirit speaks to, and you respond by stretching your faith to sow an uncommon seed of $1,000, I want you to know you'll become a legacy builder. When you call now to become a legacy builder, your name will be prominently and permanently displayed on your personal large, stunning stone reserved just for you at the Founder's Gateway. Now, if you're one of Joni and my most special friends, we'll add your name in an exclusive place in honor on one side of the pillars of the Great Gateway. For your generous Jubilee seed of $10,000 or more, you'll become one of my very, very special limited group of legacy founders. It's Jubilee at DCM 2024. So let me encourage you now, sow your seed before my incredible Jubilee celebration, Sunday, July 7th.
The Book of Isaiah has the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. Bridge of Hope has provided more than 35 million meals to those hungry and hurting in need of God's love in the U.S. and around the world. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible. It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set, two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. For a very generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor at the Founder's Gateway. Include your prayer requests and respond by July 7th as we celebrate Jubilee during Dominion Camp Meeting. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have power of your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
You know that when hell gets to cutting up, it's just an indication that the biggest breakthrough that you've ever seen before is on the horizon.
There's some stuff nobody knows I did, and you forgave me for it, and you died for it, and you were wounded for it.
The more the devil fights me, the more I'm coming out with a punch, baby. I won't stay here another day.
You shouldn't be worried about any attacks. The attack is the indicator of your closeness with God.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity, and tomorrow we're about to change the world.